Though the CDC numbers don't offer a state-by-state breakdown of teen birth rates, those who follow teen pregnancy in Texas like what they see. For instance, a few years ago, a slight rise in teen pregnancies sparked concern that ground was being lost.
But now the 2008 and now the 2009 data show that those rises in teen birth rates were likely a blip and not a trend. So this is really good news.
Janet Riolini is the president of Healthy Futures of Texas, a San Antonio-based nonprofit aimed at reducing teen pregnancies.
Birth rates in 2009 in this preliminary data were decreasing for all the teenage groups, for all racial and ethnic groups, and for Hispanics in particular. So I think that would predict that Texas's rate will be decreased.
Although we are making improvements, the entire country is making improvements, so we're just kind of following that same pattern. So that's a good thing, but we could be doing a whole lot better.
Frances DeVinny is the director of Texas Kids Count, a national project aimed at tracking the health and economic status of children. She says the reason Texas is consistently among the top five states for teen pregnancy has to do with a couple of things. One is the state's large Hispanic population, among which teen pregnancies tend to be more common. She says another factor is the state's sex ed curriculum. Schools are not required to offer sex ed, but if they do, it must be focused on abstinence.
A lot of research nationally has shown that abstinence education actually has not seen the kind of improvements that the advocates for that program were hoping to see.
According to the Kids Count survey, between 2000 and 2007, the teen birth rate in Texas fell by 7% to 64 births per 1,000 girls. But in the same time, the national rate fell by 10%. Matt Largie, KUT News.